SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Calling it a soft invasion, they are sounding an alarm. A group of 10 retired FBI directors and counterintelligence experts firing off a letter to Congress warning of the potentially catastrophic impact of Biden open border policies. They note that a flood of military-aged men from nations hostile to the U.S. are now entering the country, including waves of young men from China and Russia. Quoting the letter, "The threat we call out today is new and unfamiliar. In its modern history, the U.S. has never suffered an invasion of the homeland, and yet one is unfolding now." A border security showdown between Texas and the White House, the latter giving Texas 24 hours to surrender control of Shelby Park. It's an unauthorized border crossing at Eagle Pass.
The community is overwhelmed by a flood of illegal aliens and drugs. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says President Biden has failed his constitutional responsibility of securing the border and enforcing the law, so Texas has to do so. 25 states have rallied to Abbott's side, in addition to former President Trump and other Republicans like House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senator Ted Cruz. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, a Russian court is once again extending the detention of an American journalist accused of espionage.
Russian news agencies are reporting that Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will be detained at least until the end of March. Today's hearing took place behind closed doors.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder. The UN's World Court refusing to throw out a case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza and calling on Israel to halt its offensive. The case was brought by South Africa. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 20 points. NASDAQ futures off 62 points. This is SRN News. Germany moves to restrict pro-life demonstrations.
Lawmakers in Berlin are working on a bill that would limit activity outside of abortion clinics and would bar pro-lifers from offering sidewalk counseling for women who are going into the building. The United Kingdom has already passed so-called buffer zone measures that accomplish the same thing. There have been attempts here in the U.S. as well, but most of them have been struck down by the courts on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia's Republican-dominated legislature is working on a slate of bills, including one that would allow people to sue libraries over offensive books, and another that would keep boys out of the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The legislation comes as GOP-led state legislatures across the country are hearing from parents who want more control over what their children are exposed to in school. The American Civil Liberties Union has come out against the West Virginia bills. This is SRN News. Federal Trade Commission investigating the relationship between big tech giants and new artificial intelligence companies.
Government antitrust regulators have ordered cloud providers Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, along with AI startups Anthropic and OpenAI, to provide information about their investments and partnerships. FTC Chairwoman Lina Khan.
We look to promote fair competition and protect Americans.
Khan says the FTC is scrutinizing whether relationships between these firms will exert undue influence.
Will this be a moment of opening up markets to fair and free competition?
Or will a handful of tech giants
concentrate control over these key tools?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration delaying consideration of new natural gas export terminals in the U.S. The move comes even as gas shipments to Europe and Asia have soared since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. SRNNews.com.